what typically happens with this is we have an idea, we think it's a great idea, we're going to implement this idea, and then it doesn't work out. Well, instead of going back to the drawing board and say, you know, maybe something was wrong with that first idea, nope, we go in and we prop it up with more and more kinds of denial, more and more kind of band-aids over the original problem, all designed to prop up that original idea that isn't true, namely that babies come from human intention and not from human bodies, you know. And you know, we've done this with every part of the sexual revolution when you think about it. We could go through each little piece of the sexual revolution where we have in one way or the other tried to separate sex from procreation and separate both from marriage, where we have in one way or the other tried to say men and women are interchangeable. Every time we do that, we create a new set of problems, and then we have to go back and try to paste things over it. Well, you know, to me, this whole structure is now very fragile. It's gone on so long that it, really our society is held together with duct tape. Something's got to give. And so I think that the Christian churches need to be alert to the real, real possibilities that we offer to the world, which is that we offer the truth that male and female is not a bad thing. Sex making babies is not a bad thing. Marriage is not a bad thing. These are all good things. These are gifts from God. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with building society around those truths.